Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Second down, Jones, pressure in his face, throws chains, has a catch, and Jones wants the ball, and it's loose, and the Rams will pick it up. Cameron Kitchens with some blockers, turnover, and the Rams have it after what would have been a big play. Cam Curl punched it out.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yep. That's the air.
That was the air out of the balloon.
Out of the balloon,
yeah,
yep.
Right there, that play.
Rams, touchdown, yeah. Niners three and out, Rams, touchdown, Niners, they're on the move.
Yeah, they're moving the ball.
Like
they're
Darren Ruff. Yeah. And then Juwan, you know, 13-yard catch, boom, the ball is out.
Juwan Jennings is
out. The ball is out. And it's funny because I was watching again today, and I was like, I thought of you when
you
that
did?
Happened.
You thought of me?
I thought of you because...
That's nice of you. Thank you for thinking of me.
Well, I thought of you all weekend, actually.
You did?
Well, I took care of you, and, you know.
You did.
I
thank
do
you for
do,
that.
Of course.
Thank you.
But when I saw that, and I saw Juwan go to the sideline and take off his helmet, and I saw the red hair, I thought, man, what does Mark always say? Like, these wide receivers with their off-season shenanigans, and when they come back, they don't play like they used to play.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And I actually
this is not totally like... Oh, Juwan, your holdout, whatever it was, your calf. But, you know, when you come back and you play, you don't play as well as you used to play. And this was like, you know, the ball is up.
Yeah. And we're going to go to the phones.
Anyway,
I'm going to get that officiating
rant. I thought
rant.
Of you.
No, but I do have a quick theory here. I really do. And it's the Clay Thompson. I'm going to nickname it the Clay Thompson theory. I think when you head to life, whether it's work or a relationship or parenting or anything, I think if you head out into the world pissed off trying to prove something, they're not going to go well. That's my theory. Simple theory. Can't prove it to a man and to a woman, but that's my theory. I just don't. I've suffered from this at times in my life. Where if you are out in the world trying to prove something to people other than you, you're in trouble. You're in a bad spot. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to do bad things. Your motivations are coming from the wrong place.
Motivation.
And this is what wide receivers, or anyone for that matter, are doing when they're mad all off season. And then, like, football's an emotional sport, so these guys are all going out there kind of, you know, trying to do the bleep you to the opponent thing. But when you're out there and now you have to add in your own employer potential other future employers, and you're trying to show something to somebody, and oh, by the way, you don't even have any real power over it because someone else has to deliver the ball to you.
And he did.
You're just, it's not going to go well, more often than not.
Yeah.
And that's what I think happened to Debo, and then it happened to Brandon, and now it's happening to Juwan.
And
he hasn't been bad this year.
Nope.
But it's been a weird year. Up, down, up, down. It's just like the Niners' schedule the last 7 weeks.
Exactly.
Totally.
And on that same drive, he actually had a false start on 2nd and 7 earlier in the drive where a wide receiver should never have a false start. And so, fine. Okay, 2nd and 12 now, and Kittle picks it up, and then Juwan a catch, and then incomplete, and then Juwan a catch, and then boop. That ball got just straight punched out, and you go from 14-0 down to, okay, maybe we're about to get back in this thing, to, nope, they've got good field position. They score again, 21-0, night-night.
We are live in the Laughing Monk studios. Laughing Monk is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Thrilled that you are with us. Thank you so much. It means the world the day after a game always, even if it's not a victory. You know what? We got too many people that want to weigh in. I'm going to hold that. We'll do the quick officiating rant here in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I don't want to make everybody wait. Let's go to Mason in Beaumont. Hey, Mason, what's going on? Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. Glad to talk to you. I really don't get a chance to call in much, but I listen to you guys all the time.
No, thank you.
But welcome. But here, this is the thing I want to point out to a lot of 49er fans. I've been a 49er fan since 1980, so I got some years on me. But here's the thing. For all you guys who are upset about what happened last week or didn't happen with the trade deadline, you have to take a deep breath. The 49ers did not tell you last week that this was not a Super Bowl roster. They told you that in the offseason. They told you, we are going to have to rearrange the deck. We no longer can sustain a certain roster that we paid out money to that we had go to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. In the NFL, you get a certain window with a certain group of players when they're elite. And if you win, then you get the cherry on the take. And unfortunately, the 49ers, as we know, didn't cash in on the roster that they had a couple of years ago. So now they're having to redo it. Now you have injuries to your top players, which only exacerbate the situation, the fact that this is a middle-of-the-pack roster. And one trade last week wasn't going to change the odds of winning the Super Bowl. So here's this. We are now having to reassess the fact that the reason why they're 6-4 is because when it comes to coaching, game preparation, getting the most out of your players, we got one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. But what the 49ers do show, at least we've seen the past few years, is that in order to retool quickly, and the Rams did this too, by the way, they no longer had the same team that they won a Super Bowl with. They retooled, and they have hit on their draft picks. When it comes to the 49ers and their recent draft picks, it's kind of sketchy. So you got a great coaching staff, but what will determine this current window in the next few years is, can they get the young pieces in to get this team back to where it was? And if you have, that's where most of your criticism is going to be. This season, they're making chicken salad, chicken bleep this year. They're doing an amazing job getting the most of what they have, but there was no way this team was going far anyway.
Mason, thank you. I actually really almost to a T, I agree with this take. The only thing that I would change in what he said, and what Mason basically said, is they didn't tell you this at the trade deadline. They told you this all offseason.
Yep.
I would say they did tell you this all offseason, but it was subtle. And then they told you again at the trade deadline.
Yep.
Because their point at the trade deadline is even further down the road than it was in the offseason. Because I think in the offseason, it's like, all right, we're going to have to blend some really young talent in with our veteran talent. And then the hope, and Kyle said this before the year started, the hope is that they get better each week. And by the end of the year, we've got an actual defense that's kind of humming. And maybe we can get ourselves into the tournament and then do some things. Now, that's under the idea that Fred Warner and Nick Bosa play for your
exactly.
team.
Exactly.
So now at the trade deadline, it's their original point and double it. Because it's now we're really not going to reinforce this. So I've said it all along, and I think it's a hard point to make. I'm mad about the trade deadline, but I understand it. Haven't you ever gotten into a conversation with a family member, and you're like, what you did totally just ticked me off? I get it, though. I get it. Or at work. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, ever been through a contract negotiation where they're like, you know, This is kind of where the industry's at. So we'd like to double your salary, but we're not gonna. And you're like, I'm mad about that.
Right.
But I get it. That's kind of where I was at the trade deadline. So I'm still mad about it. I get it, but it sucks. Their defense is going to be bad all year.
Well, even if they tried to like double down on that, what would that be? It would be like bring in an edge rusher. Okay, you're still not a great defense. Bring in a linebacker and an edge. Okay, you might be better, but are you better enough to actually like make a run? So I do think what you're saying is factual where – you know, you look at what this team is. If they had Bosa and Warner still, you'd be a different team, but you're not going to replace Bosa or Warner. So what are you trying to do? You're going to try to give the young guys all the chance they get, and you're hoping that, you know, you can have an offense that's good enough to be complimentary and protect the defense, and yesterday they weren't.
But you love that word, complimentary.
Right.
So to me, I think it's actually – it's. I get what you're saying, but the idea that, oh, one player is not going to change everything. Right, but it could a little bit, because one, like Nick Bosa is one player. Now, you can't find Nick Bosa.
No.
But you could find somebody that could have some sort of a trickle-down effect and help the other guys, and then suddenly Bryce Huff looks better. And then suddenly Kalia Davis looks better. And if Kalia Davis and Bryce Huff look better, now Marquis Siegel and Pinnock look better, and Renardo Green looks better, and you're not going to make all the plays. You might still give up 25 points a game, but how about not 35 points a game? That's kind of what I'm getting at. Who was the, I'm going to ask you real quick. Let's see if you remember.
Okay.
Who was the player I actually wanted at the deadline? Not a huge name, but not dumpster diving either. Do you remember the name I really wanted?
Ah, boy, I don't remember.
Okay, New York Jets, Will McDonald.
That's right.
You know how many sacks he had yesterday?
11?
Almost. Four.
And four?
Four sacks yesterday.
Wow.
And no, he was not going to call for a first or second rounder, or even a third rounder. And yes, he's under contract next year.
That team's hot, though.
God.
They've won two in a row.
They have. They're now 2-7.
Yep.
And they're still doing it with smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
Two special teams touchdowns. Was that right?
That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Let's go. Keep them coming. Your reactions. 888-957-9570. Your calls on the 49ers situation after a loss, their first division loss of the year. Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Second and goal here. Play pass. Stafford looking slow. Oh, Davis Allen! Touchdown Rams! The 400th touchdown pass of Matthew Stafford's career history.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Possibly the worst part about losing to the Rams is watching Matt Stafford smile. And the veneers are just uncomfortable. I'm sorry. They just are.
The teeth?
Yeah. Yeah. They're too big. It's too much.
Like those are crazy.
They are.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't want
to. It was crazy.
I don't want to keep making fun of people's appearances on the Los Angeles Rams. You know, do you? Okay. There's some Purdy stuff to get to.
Yep.
Some Joe Burrow stuff to get to. 888-957-9570. And the broader question to ask, you know, if you want to play this way, because I guess this is what we do when you your team loses. I'm curious, if you had to pick a criticism of the 49ers right now, what is it? Trade deadline, draft, the injuries, the way they've handled the injuries. More on that in a second. But go ahead and dial it up. We'll take a bunch of calls right now. If you had a criticism of the 49ers, what is it?
Okay.
888-957-9570. Real quick, let me get the
I need this.
Let me get the officiating thing
no,
off.
No, I need out. This because you texted the thread last night about all the PIs, and I said, LOL, let me watch the tape.
Yep.
And I watched the tape, and there were probably, and I'd have to look at my notes, maybe three uncalled. There were like two or three other ones that were called. A couple were declined. The one that you talked about, which was, you know, it was PI, but it was illegal shift, which I thought was... bullshift.
That's what we're going to get to.
If I may.
You did, and I'm glad you did.
Okay, because, I mean, whatever. Like, there are illegal shifts on every play. Like, nobody in the Niners are king at this. Like, you have motion. Before the snap, we go forward. That's illegal motion.
It's illegal, yeah.
And
that, totally.
We all do it, and the left tackle who jumps back before the snap. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Go off. Go crazy.
No, I'm not going to go off.
Go off.
Here's the deal. The bottom line is, what I don't like, whether it's sports and life, is when you show me that you can do something, but then you don't. Don't do that. And unfortunately for the NFL, you have proven to us that you have a piece of technology that we didn't know you had. And it is called Replay Assist. So you've now shown us we can save coaches from having to find that little red hanky and throw it on the field, because we can, in real time, look at video and whisper down to the officials as they're talking it over, his knee hit the ground. He didn't fumble.
He didn't fumble.
Bob, change your call.
He didn't fumble.
And then they'll come out after discussion. There's no flag on the play, or... The runner has been ruled down by contact. Well, you didn't rule him down by contact in real time. Well, we are now. Okay, great, because guess what? We all just looked at the replay, and you're right. The runner was down by contact. Perfect. So there you go. You've shown us you can do it. Now, I'm not going to get crazy here and go back to what they tried 5 years ago or whatever it was, when they're like, we're going to make pass interference reviewable. Boy, you really want to yank hair out of your head?
Wow.
Watch officials go through a subjective call together start talking about it, and then come out and say the opposite of what you think you saw. So it was so bad that they did away with it. Problem is, some penalties are straight up fact or fiction. Fact or fiction. There is no subjectivity to whether or not George Kittle stopped before the ball was snapped.
For a full second?
No subjectivity. That is a fact or fiction. That is no different than did the ball go through the uprights or not, which, by the way, is a reviewable play. If you can replay assist, the Niners were very, very probably going to lose that game no matter what yesterday.
Yep, down two scores.
But when you get to a situation on a fourth down that is clearly decisive to the Niners' chances, and George Kittle is held and interfered with, and you call it, but then it turns into offsetting penalties because you also decided that George Kittle didn't come set when he most factually and clearly did through the eyes of everyone who watched, including Tom Brady and Dean Blandino.
Love Dean. Tom's fine.
Replay, assist. Hey, Bob. George stopped. What do you want to do about it? How about if we don't? How about if we unruin the end of the game? How about if we do that? Let's unruin the end of the game. Because what happens, you make the Niners go for it on fourth again. Mac Jones gets pressure up the middle.
Yeah.
Mac forces a ball that gets picked.
Fine.
Curtains.
Game over.
Game over. Yep. So, again, the Niners were going to lose this one either way. But I would like them to address the larger issue. You tell us you can do this. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can replay assist that because the rule is you have to come set for 1 full second. And so this is where I think the rule is a little bit of a dubious rule because Kittle goes over and he comes set. Was it 0.78 seconds? Was it 1.04? What was it? So now you're looking at replay assist and you're trying to figure out exactly how long he came set. And I understand what you're about to say.
It's the spirit of the rule.
It's the spirit of the rule.
Yes.
In the spirit of the rule, to me, watching him, he goes in motion, he goes in there, he goes set. And was he set for a second? Probably not. And I'd have to like actually go.
Oh, see, I was going to say probably.
Well, like, I mean, he clearly. I watched it again today.
He clearly stops.
He stops.
And then looks
is
at the quarterback.
Is it 0.84?
I mean, that's.
Is it 1.13? Your point is the bigger point, which is spirit of the rule. Like he goes over and he goes and he is set and then he goes.
I mean,
and
it's just like delay a game. We all know that sometimes that clock hits zero prior to them snapping the ball, but the spirit of the rule is it has to get to zero, and then the officials have to look. And then
he has to go to his pocket and figure out which hanky he has to throw, and then he throws it. So you're right, spirit of the rule. Like in the NBA, if you go to shoot to beat the shot clock, we can go and look at like, oh, the ball's still in his hand, and the red light was on, so that shot's no good. That is a definitive, you know, shot, hand, ball,
fact
clock.
Or fiction. Yes.
But in football, it's not that. And to your point, a lot of these plays are, you know, what I talk about with the motion, like Juszczyk is doing all these crazy motions. And a lot of plays, he's already kind of like hedging toward the line when the ball is snapped. And so I call it cheat motion. And I mentioned that to Greg Cosell, and he's like, yeah. And, you know, a lot of teams do it. And so that, to me, if you want to go to replay assist, then, all right, well, I mean, he was going forward. That's going to be 5 yards. We don't want that, but I'm with you. On that play, fourth and four, like, he came set-ish. So, like, why are we calling that? Why are we calling that?
All right, to me, if
so
you
I'm
can,
with you.
Yeah, to me, if you see that he comes set, that's a second. I don't even, like, if he doesn't come set for a full second, we would be like, I'm not sure if he came to it. Like, think about that. 0.8 is like now. Like
I had it at 0.84, Mark.
It's like.
It's a good flag.
That's almost uncheckable. If it's less than a second, I don't even think in real time we would notice it. But when you watched it, he clearly stopped, turned his head, and looked at Mac. That's a second. That might have even been two. I mean, honestly, like that 0.8 is bang, gone, over. Like, you know, so that's all. That's no, all.
And I'm totally with you, and I'm not taking up for the refs, even though I love to take up for the refs. I thought in that moment, that was a call where, you didn't need to make that call. Like, it wasn't even, like, we see some sloppy plays where, you know, someone will go in motion and they won't even come close to getting set. Fine. Sloppy. Boom. Flag. That was one where he went in motion and he got set-ish and then, boom, run a play. Fourth and four.
Yeah.
And fourth and four is where, as a referee, you're like, okay, I'm not going to call anything unless it's really, really, really egregious.
And by the way, same for the flag that they threw on the Rams. However, that one was egregious.
It was PI.
Yeah. I mean, it was hanging on him the entire time.
Right.
So, anyway. 888-957-9570. Here's, it's over. We're moving on.
All right.
Kyle Shanahan opening injury comments on the conference call today.
There's still no injuries from the game. Guys who missed the game, Ricky Purcell, a knee. We're hoping to get him back in practice Wednesday. Brock with his toe will continue to progress him. Should get more here this week. And then Alfred Collins with his hip will continue to evaluate him, see how he is when he comes in Wednesday.
Okay, this is, first of all, largely a good report. No new injuries. I don't know if he's used that phrase all year. And secondly, there's some hope that that Ricky's going to get back to practice on Wednesday. And I only used his first name because for the second week in a row, last week I thought it was just sort of like a twisty of the tongue.
I'm with you right now.
Are we saying Ricky Pearsall's name wrong or is Kyle?
Kyle, and it's been more than 2 weeks. It's every time he says his name.
What it's the Purcell.
Purcell. What the hell is going on?
I have no idea.
Call Herm Edwards and find out if the guy's name is actually Ricky Pearsall.
Hello? Like,
you play to win the game.
No wonder he keeps getting hurt. His coach doesn't even know his name.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, come on. First-round draft capital, and you don't know his name? Or do we not know his name? Maybe we're doing it wrong.
I mean, yeah.
Listen to it again.
There's still no injuries from the game. Guys who missed the game, Ricky Purcell, a knee. We're hoping to get him back in practice Wednesday.
Purcell?
Brock with his toe will continue to progress him. Should get more here this week. And then Alfred Collins with his hip will continue to evaluate him, see how he is when he comes in Wednesday.
He makes him sound like a small version of what women carry on their shoulder.
Ooh.
It, right?
Yeah.
Ricky Purcell. What the, like, I don't know why this stuff.
It's not a purse. It's a Purcell.
It's a Purcell.
Yeah.
Smaller. You know, if you only got a few things to carry.
That's right.
We'll make up something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Somewhere between a purse and a fanny pack.
Exactly. It's a Purcell. A clutch.
Right.
But it's a Purcell.
Clutch. The 49ers, they've been kind of clutch sometimes this year.
Yep.
Anyway, these are the kinds of things that bother me. Not what uniform the team is wearing and what number you wear. I get bothered by, are we saying the guy's name wrong? And
possibly.
If we're not, then he is, and I'm bothered by that.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
His job is not to pronounce people's names right.
Well, but except, like, I don't know, ours is. That is our job. So this matters to me.
Pazemski.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Ricky Purcell. Anyway, all right, here's the next part. And the question is in here. So this is about Purdy and what Kyle needs to see.
With all this time off, do you want to see, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices from Brock? Pretty much no limitations before you start him.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of what we want to see it, want to hear it from him, and want three aggressive practices, and want to make sure he feels good after all of them each day, too.
Okay. Joe Burrow has had his practice window open for the Cincinnati Bengals. He also had turf toe. His was considered the most serious variety and, in fact, had surgery right away. And for all we know, Joe Burrow might play this year before Brock does. Now, I know Brock got a game in there. The Niners lost it against the Jags. He got re-injured. But we as a group were having this conversation earlier today. The Burrow thing has kind of triggered some members of the group into thinking that the 49ers totally botched this. I'm going to admit what I guess I can only call, like, there's a little bit of a piece of Swiss cheese in me talking about injury stuff. And here's what I'm getting at. I don't know how, as a fan or a member of the media, we can ever hold players and teams fully accountable for the guesswork that is involved in coming back from an injury or for how long your injury takes to heal. Do you remember when Kawhi Leonard wouldn't come back for the Spurs? It's so good. And Tony Parker finally ripped him, and Tony went, I had that injury, and I came back in a month.
I believe he could have come back sooner, I do not know why he did not come back.
And Kawhi's been out for six, and I did a whole thing. I'm like, Tony, who the hell are you?
Mm.
That's not your body. You do your injury, he'll do his injury. There are obviously little differences in every injury, and every body is different, and there is so much guesswork and so much that's out of control. So I'll admit that up front. I have a very hard time getting mad at a player or a team for all of the things that go into return to play.
I do too. In terms of...
Thank you, Steve.
I do, but every injury is different. And I do think that if you have a garden variety, whatever, broken wrist, for example, we know that it's 4 to 6, yep, and that's going to be the deal. And you come back in 4 to 6, and I don't even know if that's the right number for a broken wrist, but you get the point, which is broken bone, boom, dot, 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 you get it, this is the thing. Turf toe is one of those ones where it could either be 1 to 2 weeks or your life. Like, I mean, Patrick Willis,
sort of,
career, yeah, over.
Right.
And I don't even know if his career was going to be over anyway.
Yeah,
but
I don't think it would. If he had done that when he was 24, his career would not have been over.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do think that turf toe, and part of it's the name turf toe, we don't even really know what that is. If there was a name for it, like if there was a ligament that we all knew, and if you had like a grade 1, grade 2, grade 3 sprain of that ligament.
Totally.
Like the ACL, for example, we know like a torn ACL, and the other one is in baseball, like, oh, Tommy John, 9 to 12 months. We know, boom, you get Tommy John, you're gone for 9 to 12 months. We know that. We'll see you whenever. And the other one that I'm thinking about is the Brandon Ayuk, and I did this last year when he tore his ACL and his MCL.
And his everything else.
And when you do that, like your return to play is, it's like a 3-month window between like, it was either going to be like late July or early November. And here we are, and we're on the back end of what the normal, yeah, RTP, return to play protocol, is. And so to your point, Mark, you just never know. And so Brock Purdy had turf toe, and they thought, couple weeks, you're back, and he played, and he got hurt again, and it got worse, and now he's been out for 6 weeks. And so we don't know his, Joe's, we don't know anybody's turf toe relative to anybody else.
Let's go ahead and out the member of our family that's all ticked off about this, because you can tell he's chomping at the bit. Go ahead, Grandy. Why did the Niners woefully mishandle this?
Well, I'm surprised you feel the way that you feel, Willard, because you're the biggest fan of Brock Purdy at this station.
I am.
And the Niners rushed
in the whole bay. Thank
you. Okay.
Go
ahead.
Please.
Didn't want to overstate it.
He's the president of Purdistan.
Yeah, maybe.
Impossible to overstate your love for Brock, I suppose.
I mean, maybe his wife, but go ahead.
And they did him a disservice by playing him too early, and the whole season is lost for Brock now.
Yeah,
and
maybe
the season for the Niners is not lost as a result of Purdy's injury. That's because Mac has played pretty darn well. But for you, I feel like you should think that the Niners' season has been lost because of the way they handled Brock's injury, because you think so highly of Brock.
Well, first of all, they're 6-4, so the season has not been lost, number one. But
would they have won a couple more games if Brock was fully healthy?
Maybe, but I look at it this way. Think of the way you just said that the 49ers did Brock a disservice by playing him. Well, what if Brock, and I bet he did, badly pushed to play?
Oh, I'm sure he did, but it's not his decision to make.
But how are the 49ers supposed to accurately and perfectly know exactly what's going to happen when he goes back out on the field? They can't feel what he feels.
You can't exactly predict anything that's ever going to happen.
There you go.
They said all the right things leading up to it. Turf toe's really tough. It lasts a whole lot longer than you ever think. Brock, we're going to play it safe. We recommend you get surgery, because now, even when he comes back, Shanahan has said he's not going to be 100%.
Right. But
Burrow comes back, he's going to be 100% because he had a surgery to fix the issue.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. Surgery to fix the issue does not automatically mean 100%, and I'm going to keep pushing back on 100%, because you go through the locker room. Go Wednesday. Go to the locker room. Stand in the middle, right, during the open media portion. and go, come meet me in the middle. Who's 100%? You'd be by yourself.
You know what I mean. The surgery addresses the issue much more than Brock just hanging out does.
But only the most significant turf toe injuries even call for surgery. I don't even know if what Joe got would have been appropriate for Brock. I'm not going to act like I know that. So I know that we love to sit here in definitive land where it's like, it didn't go well, so you're a bunch of morons who mishandled this. I think we've got to offer the grace of like, man, there's no way to have a perfect definitive answer when it comes to this stuff. They clearly thought Ricky Pearsall was coming back in 2 weeks. They clearly thought that. You'll never convince me otherwise. They were wrong. They didn't push him. I don't know if they're gun shy now. I have no idea. Well, but I just think all of these things are so delicate and they all needed to be handled as their own story. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you don't want to assign blame for what's happened, that's fine. I suppose I can understand it. But the bottom line is, Willard and Dibbs, feels like the Niners have been wrong about this kind of thing often recently. I mean, Ricky Pearsall is the other one. Like they just flat out misread both of these injuries. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, but to be...
Ayuk, too. He was supposed to return week 10, and week 10's come and gone, and his window isn't even open.
I was going
to
ask you about that, if you thought that they've mishandled that, but you're talking about two players who they've not put back out on the field. They have played that more conservative.
Yeah, but just misreading the injury situation in the first place.
Yeah, to me, that's...
I just don't think that it's as cut and dry as that when you have these types of injuries. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a radio doctor, and when you've got...
You are.
Ricky Pearsall's injury, which is a PCL, which is what McCaffrey had, and Christian McCaffrey got hurt, and he just collapsed, he crumbled, and it's like, okay, you're done. Your PCL is so bad that we don't want to play you anymore. I don't think that Ricky Pearsall's was that bad. And if it was that bad, like, for example, Mykel Williams, torn ACL, and you look at it, and it's a torn ACL, and it's a clean tear, okay, you know what that is. That is 6 to 9 months. You're done. You don't play football anymore. And Nick Bosa, same thing. Yep. You're done. Fred Warner, like what happened to him? Well, he might be able to come back in December or January. We don't know, but probably not. But you know what that is. And so those are much more cut and dry. And when Ricky Pearsall has a knee injury, that's a PCL, and it's not a total tear, it's a little bit more, I think, gray area. And I also believe... That's where Brock Purdy's was. Like, Joe Burrow's was so bad that, oh, man.
No question about
boom,
it. Yep,
surgery,
exactly.
You're gone 3 months.
He couldn't walk.
Right.
And it's couldn't been, walk off the field, barely.
And it's been 2 months, and now he's, you know, hopefully going to be back in 3 or 4 weeks. I don't even know if he'll play again.
Yeah, like, let's not act like we know the end of that story either.
We don't. Yep. And I think that when you have these tougher calls on injuries, I think that you have to, you know, look at it. And for me, I'm always going to lean toward the doctor. And I believe in the Niners medical staff. I don't know them, but I think that they're mostly competent from what I've seen. Like George Kittle, he had the hamstring and it was like, oh boy, that was so bad. 4 weeks, boom, you're done. You're going on IR for right. sure. And so I think that these other ones are a little bit gray area.
I agree.
It's a tough call.
I mean, 925 text line. They did themselves a disservice for having two guys that could have been on IR. I'm always curious as to why fans are so activated by, get them on IR. Who cares? It's not like they were going to do anything. What are they going to do with those roster spots? Call somebody up from the practice squad and do what? If you're on IR, you don't get to be at practice.
Right,
you don't
for
get
4 weeks.
Right. You don't get to run on the side. You don't get to do any of the things that you need to do to get back.
And fans, like, you should know this, you only get 8 spots
right.
all year, and they've already used 6. So if
so that would have been it.
That'd be it.
That'd be it.
Right. So you have 8 spots of IR designated to return, and if you don't think that these guys are definitely going to be IR, then you don't do that.
Yeah, and like we're barely over the halfway point of the season. All right, we really want to hear from you. What criticism do you have for the Niners, if there is one? What is... It's almost like a What's Bugging You segment from Echo Pass Control. Hey, Barry and Dre, stay right where you are. You'll be first up. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
And a first and goal, 3:32 to go in the half. Keep in mind, San Francisco gets the ball to start the second half. If you're looking for a formula for them to get back in this thing. Jones, pressure in his face, over the middle. Touchdown, Juwan Jennings.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, at least it was a game that helped people's fantasy teams.
Oh, yeah?
42-26.
Help mine, George Kittle.
Yeah.
Kittle like a niner.
Did you get a dub?
Maybe.
Perfect. All four of us, let's go. What do you need? Put it out in the universe. What do you need tonight? Grandy, what do you need?
I need Dallas Goedert on Shasky's team to not score like 35 points.
Okay, I'm anti-Goddard tonight as well. That's good. Different league, not ours.
Okay.
I need Goddard and the Philly defense to add up to less than 23. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Lucas, what do you need?
I'm trying to pull it up now. I'm fading the entire passing game for the Eagles. Sam has Jalen Hurts and their two big receivers, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and I think he needs like 650 out of all of them. Maybe
he has the whole team.
Yeah, there was a trade week one. Sam traded with Shasky. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh,
it was AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and something else. Maybe it was just the two of them for Bill Crosby, Merritt, and Ricky Pearsall.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy.
Luke is up by 39. But 38 and change, and yeah, Sam's and got Sam Hurts, Smith, Eagles. And Brown.
I don't like my chances.
Isn't it snowing? It's a night November game in Green Bay. And Philly hates to throw the ball. They don't like it.
Well, that just means Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Might be Saquon night.
I need Josh Jacobs to not go banane.
Okay. What's banane mean?
Well, I'm up by 29.2.
Okay.
And all he has is Josh Jacobs. I have nothing.
Okay, I like your chances.
I do,
too. Okay,
but
put it
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
I am sorry to say that after talking with Steve Kerr about how to coach my team.
Your team.
Yeah, if y'all think Steve Kerr doesn't know how to coach, I had one conversation with him at 0-9.
You coaching?
And scored almost 200 points yesterday. And I think right now, look it up, am I more than 100 points ahead of Evan?
You're up by 105.1.
Does he have any players tonight?
He's got Saquon.
Oh, okay. So if Saquon, I need Saquon to score less than 105.
If Saquon goes for 400 yards and four touchdowns.
I still win.
You still win.
Oh, sorry, Evan.
You kind of stole the punchline, but yeah, you still win.
1-9.
I mean.
1-9.
Whatever. Garrett Wilson with a 0 for him.
0-10.
Your team is like, wow. Like, it's where just, you been?
It's
Willard's team.
Yeah, it's just.
You tried to pass the buck and say that it's actually just on the players, not your fault. And Steve Kerr's like.
Yeah, no, I think that's what happened. I just took accountability.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Also, no precipitation tonight, just cold.
Okay.
In Green Bay.
Okay. And Philly can handle the cold because it's cold there too. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the Philly passing game, it does take weeks off sometimes. So. All right, we're talking out the injury situation, the quarterback situation. Joe Burrow's practice window has been opened. And who knows? Maybe he beats Brock Purdy to the field. There's Brandon Ayuk's practice window is not opening. Ricky, whatever his last name is, they're hopeful that he's going to play this week. And Brock is just ... up the staircase.
Yep.
Like, yep, we're going to keep on progressing and see what happens. That's kind of the word. But listen to this back and forth yesterday after the game on Purdy's health. And the questions are being asked by our buddy Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac? He's probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there... at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma or what we're trying not to do is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
I mean, here's the other thing that I want to throw into the conversation that we're all having.
I was actually thinking the same thing.
Well, but you don't know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say... well, if you're trying not to throw him into that same situation that you did against Jacksonville, why did you do that? Because he clearly wasn't like 100%. And so Kyle's saying, we're not going to put him in the same situation we did against Jacksonville, but why did you do that against Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, okay.
Is that what you were going to say?
Well,
kind of.
A form of it. What I was going to say is I accept.
All right, Grandy.
Boy, we're sitting here talking about taking accountability, right? Did the Niners not just admit they made a mistake week four? To me, you have to accept that.
Well, he didn't say that, but...
No, yeah, he did. We don't want to do that again.
I made a mistake and stuff.
Does he have to use that word?
You're welcome.
They clearly feel that didn't work out. That was a mistake. You have to accept that or else you're just being a jerk. I believe. That's all. They messed up. They've said it. Now, to your point, why? Why would they have done that? Don't forget, yes, they were 3-0, but what was the game they had just played? They had just beat Arizona 16-15.
Yeah.
It was not well played offensively. They completely got away with one because Marvin Harrison is a wacko.
Huh?
And so I think that they're thinking... yeah, let's get our quarterback back. Mac beat the Saints. That's fun. And then we beat Arizona somehow. We didn't deserve it, but we did.
Upton Stout.
Yeah, let's get our quarterback back, and let's push this a little bit. Let's roll the dice. And they came up snake eyes. And now they're saying, that was a whoopsie-daisy. We don't want to do that again. I accept that. Like, yeah, you messed up. You messed up. But what do we want when people mess up? Just be like, yeah, we shouldn't do that again. That was wrong.
Yeah, like, but that's not what that was.
What do you mean?
That was not a full, like, mea culpa.
Well, but what do you want, an apology? Like,
I don't want or need that.
It's not the first time he said it. They have said repeatedly the last few weeks, we don't want to do what we did against Jacksonville. We put him in a bad spot.
Right. So, like, are you going to ever play him again? Like, are you going to wait until next year?
I think they've asked him that. No. He has said, like he just said last week, I am, and he said it with a tone of like, yeah, I'm pretty confident he's playing this year. That was his tone.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to play this week? Or, like, where are we when he plays?
Possibly.
Where are we when he plays relative to where he was when he played against Jacksonville?
Well, he is.
That's the question.
They've said repeatedly that he's already better than he was then, but they're very hesitant to make the same mistake. I don't know. Can we not appreciate that? Like,
I mean, yeah, sure. We can appreciate it. It's fine.
It's understandable.
It's understandable. Yeah, I just have a deep appreciation for it because, like, you played him against Jacksonville because you thought that he was ready. He practiced Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You played him and he got hurt. And since then, he's not played. And he's not practiced Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if this week he goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and he practices with the ones and he goes out and he plays and he gets hurt again, then it's the same thing.
He has done Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but just limited.
Right.
The 2 weeks in a row, he's practiced every day.
But not taking the snaps with the ones, all the snaps. And that's what he wants.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Barry in Burlingame. Hi, Barry. Thank you for waiting. What's up?
You bet. You bet. I have a theory about the pronunciation of Purcell.
Purcell, yes, please.
They have a player whose last name, if you look at it phonetically, you would think it's Ferrell, but actually it's pronounced Furl. So I think he's just come up with these geographic,
Furl and Purcell?
I think he's just, yeah, there you go. Sounds like something you'd say in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Here's my beef. My beef is, and it's a little related to what you've been talking about regarding the aggressive timeline that they pursued with Brock, but it has to do with other players. Why halfway through a season in which they do not have a bye for another month, are they holding what I hear? I don't go to practices. You guys, some of you are there at least for the beginning.
Yeah, here or there.
Why are they having what are described as full-on, which I assume means some contact, practices that are getting guys injured? I mean, they lost, Collins this week to a hip? I think Matos went down during a practice most recently. I just find that insane.
Barry, that is the... No, there's no team that's not doing that. I don't know if that helps. Like, your larger point can be a fair one, but nobody doesn't practice at any point during the year. You know what I mean?
I'm not suggesting that they not practice. I'm suggesting that given the context, given how many people they have been losing serially week by week by week by week, I'm just wondering if not modulating or dialing back their normal regimen might not have been warranted. And then I wonder what that says that, they pushed their $53 million quarterback into practice. This is kind of Grandy's point. Just over 2 weeks after the original injury. I mean, it was 16 days or so.
Yep.
And, I go to Dr. ChatGPT, and my interpretation of the mildest form of this injury is that maybe 3 weeks, but if it's a moderate form, it's 4 to 6. So, anyway, to me, those two things are not unrelated. And I wonder if any of you think maybe they ought to be rethinking the way they handle stuff mid-season. I get your point.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year, yeah, you got to practice. I totally get that. But this has been like an apocalyptic year. and I don't sense that they've really made any adjustments in the way they do things.
Yeah, interesting, Barry. Thanks very much. To me, culture has a whole lot to do with this, and I'm no expert, but I would bet that someone in NFL circles would say, if you start dialing it back, if you practiced at half speed or practiced less or did things that were not padded or whatever, you're actually, in their opinion, opening yourself up to even worse injury. Like a lot, it's almost like building a callus, right? Like
right.
In the NFL, you've got to get out there and play and hit people and kind of keep that sort of activity level up, or else you're not going to be ready for football games. I've never played a football game in my life, but that's kind of what I'm told. I've never, ever heard of a team, even beset by injuries, like taking their foot off the gas for a practice week late in the season.
And we actually don't know what they do and whether or not they are actually dialing it back or dialing it up in the regular season, because by the time it gets to like the practice portion of the practice, all the reporters are out. They don't get to see it. So we don't actually get to know totally what they're doing and whether or not that these people are getting hurt with like major contact or light contact or anything.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.